DIW Wochenbericht. Das Interview.
At the microphone, Erich Wittenberg. My guest today is Blanka Imre. During the COVID-19 pandemic, schools around the world were closed to curb the spread of the virus. But to what extent must working parents limit their employment when schools close? The German Institute for Economic Research, DIW Berlin, examined how parents balance work and childcare when schools close in a new study published on August 26, 2026. I'm now speaking with Blanka Imre about the findings. She is a researcher at the socioeconomic panel at the DIW Berlin and a co-author of this study. Hello, Ms. Imre.
Hello, thank you for having me. I really appreciate the conversation.
Blanka, school closures during the COVID-19 pandemic posed a major challenge for many working parents. What were the biggest problems?
I think the challenge that working parents faced were threefold. One, that they suddenly had to provide a lot more childcare during the regular working day than they usually would. So this is one responsibility that the school typically takes over. The other is that they often had to step up as educators, which, of course, a lot of parents are not trained in. This is not their profession to begin with. And the third was that this all happened so suddenly. So there was no possibility to plan ahead for the state, for the parents, for the teachers. Suddenly you had to close down schools and find adjustments.
You said there was no time to plan ahead for the state, but the state made some policies and some measures. To what extent did the federal government's labor market policies alleviate the burdens on parents during the pandemic?
I think that the two most important factors were the extension of the short-time work, the so-called Kurzarbeit, and the fact that most of the German states tried to keep schools at least partially open. And we're going to talk about them in this order. So the Kurzarbeit or short-time work is a labor market policy whereby if there is a sudden reduction in the working hours because there isn't enough work, so that the employer might have to choose between laying off workers or suffering losses, then they can apply to the state to be able to keep the employees on the job, allow them to work fewer hours and still pay them the full wage. And then the difference will be reimbursed by the state. And this is something that may help with job retention. It may help with avoiding a massive spike in unemployment. And the federal state in Germany acted very quickly already in March 2020 by extending the short-time work scheme, by making a lot of the workforce eligible, a lot of the employers eligible to apply for this, and also generously increasing the amounts that could be reimbursed via this scheme. So this was definitely something that kind of cushioned the labor market against the negative effects of the COVID pandemic. The other important factor was that the so-called full school closures, when by the school fully shuts down and there's no education provided, was extremely rare in Germany. In the paper that the weekly report is based upon, this is something that we study. We can look at separately whether there were the so-called partial school closures, whereby students were educated online or in a hybrid manner or in a rotating scheme, or there was no education whatsoever. And as I said, the latter situation was very, very rare in Germany. So there was a visible effort to keep the schools open as much as possible, to still provide education whenever possible.
Thank you. How did the school closures affect mothers' working hours, and how did they affect the working hours of the fathers?
What we find in the paper is that mothers reduced their labor supply in response to school closures when the school closures increased, so to say, in the given months and regional level. And the fathers, at least in married couples, seem to be balancing this with working more. So what we find aligned with the literature is that in these situations, mothers tend to provide more care and tend to respond more in terms of their labor supply. And in married couples, it seems like there is some kind of a spousal insurance or spousal balancing at work when the fathers might work more to offset the possible income losses to the household.
Which mothers adjusted their work schedules the most?
What we find is that the effect was strongest on mothers of primary school-age children, and this is very much aligned with the intuition. The school-age children who are the youngest in their group, who need the most care, the most support with providing educations when teacher cannot fully provide it. So this is something that is quite intuitive and quite expected.
To what extent do the results differ depending on marital status?
In the paper, we have conducted the so-called heterogeneity analysis, which means we look at subgroups of the affected population by different demographic characteristics, among them marriage and education. And we found that the effect of the school closures among mothers of primary schoolers was significantly stronger among married mothers than single mothers.
What are the implications of your study's findings for family policy?
I suppose that one of the highlights in terms of policy is to emphasize how working mothers are still very vulnerable to potential disruptions of the schooling system. This is very much in line with research on the so-called child penalty in the labor market literature, meaning that mothers' labor market outcomes, and that can be earnings, employment, are much worse affected by having children than the father's labor market outcomes. And then in order to reduce this gender inequality in the labor market, what could possibly be done is to extend childcare for mothers who want to work in the labor market, either by the so-called all-day schooling or to provide more financial support for people who have to hire childcare. And the other policy would be to further extend support for working from home and having flexible job schedules. Anecdotally, at least, one of the difficulties that parents of young children face is that they have to do the school runs. And that typically doesn't align with the regular 8-hour working day, which means that if employers were more supportive of more flexible schedules, then maybe this type of work-life balance could be more easily achieved.
Blanca, thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you very much.
Das war das Interview zum DIW-Wochenbericht. Alle Folgen gibt es auf unserer Website und auf allen bekannten Streaming-Plattformen.